May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My mother used to enjoy sewing clothes, and she taught me how to make my own clothes as well. Often she would have some fabric on hand that I wanted to use to make myself a dress. And many times she would tell me, "You don't have enough fabric to make that dress with that fabric." And I'm like, "No, Mom, I can." And then I would show her that I could indeed make a dress that I wanted out of the fabric that I had. And I'm still a bit of a contrarian. Just ask my husband. You will notice in the choice of the passage on which I'm basing my sermon today, that I tend to pick something a little bit different. I've noticed in my time as an Anglican priest that priests most often preach the gospel, followed by the epistle, and then perhaps the Old Testament reading. But rarely, if ever, do they preach the psalm. The psalms are read every Sunday, but not in something that we really spend time focusing on. Yet they are fully scripture and just as worthy of attention as the other passages of scripture. So today we shall explore our passage in Psalm 25. Psalm 25 is a 22-verse long passage, although today's reading covers only the first 9 verses. It's written in the form of an acrostic poem, with each verse beginning with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The psalm is attributed to be one of the ones that was written by King David, who fully wrote half of the psalms that we find in the Bible. David loved and served God. And something I appreciate about David is that he was not perfect. He sinned and made mistakes just like you and I do. So we can relate to him as someone who's just like us. In the first 3 verses of the psalm, David states his confidence in God. David trusts in God. He knows that God can be trusted to protect him from all those who would put him to shame, to those who were not trustworthy or downright dangerous, even those who would put his life at risk. We may not find ourselves in the difficult circumstances of treachery in which David found himself, but we can be confident that God will be present with us as we engage with the people and situations in our daily lives. God has our back. He knows the truth of whatever difficulties we face in our daily lives. Big things and little things, God sees them all and is present to us no matter what. And God will show us the right way to think and act in the situations in which we find ourselves. Ways to live godly lives, because God wants us to be people who reflect Him in all that we think and say and do. We can trust God to help us be people whose lives point to God. Not just in the big things in life, but in all of life. God is our salvation in all of life, each and every day. The psalmist asks God to show him God's ways, and he is confident that God will show him his ways, and God will teach him and lead him. God knows that we will mess things up. Sometimes it will be inadvertent, but other times we will intentionally do something that we know we should not do, or fail to do the things we know that we should do. But God is forever compassionate towards humankind. God's love for us is everlasting. There are wrong things that we've done, and God will forgive us. He'll forgive everything that we do wrong. We may not have even forgiven ourselves, but God forgives us no matter what we've done. And He enables us to forgive ourselves, even of those things that have grievously hurt us in life. God does this because God is good and God loves us. God is gracious and teaches us. I had a very difficult boss when I was a young hospital pharmacy manager. She was downright nasty and a real game player. I didn't trust her, and I certainly didn't like her. One day when I had seen more of her than I wished, I prayed and asked God, "What do you see in her that I am missing?" To my surprise, I got the sense that she was a deeply hurting person. Someone whose best defense was always to be on the offense. That she had to keep others afraid of her so that they would not see how afraid she really was. Did this change her? No, but it did change me. It gave me compassion for her and a way to pray for her. God guided me in doing right and taught me his way. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness. Amen.